Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What would you say if you had the chance to talk to the future you? The one living decades from now? Well, a group of young people had that opportunity. That's because they were students years ago of now 72-year-old Bruce Farrer in the tiny town of Fort Capel, Saskatchewan. When they were 14, he assigned them to write a 10-page letter to themselves, promising he'd mail it in 15, 25 years. They could decide. They could also decide whether Farrer was allowed to read it. Most of them forgot all about the assignment until the letters arrived, as they are now for some. Bruce Farrer joins us on the line from Capel. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by one of your former students, Joel Sear, is a photographer now in Regina, Saskatchewan. Joel, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And Joel, let's start with you. So when you opened the letter up, did you remember it?
I thought I remembered it. I thought I remembered what was going to be in there, but there was a lot more in there than I actually realized.
So what were some of the things that you wrote about?
I just would say things about some of my friends and the ones that I would try and always impress and be with. One of the things I thought was interesting that I put in the letter was I actually put the prices of some of the things that I would buy. So one of the things I wrote was, the price of things might be slightly different by the time that you read this. Gas was a whopping 75 cents a liter. A chocolate bar was about $1, and a video game was around $53.
What did you say about other people? I'm hearing that a lot of these, you know, being 14-year-olds, they're concerned, as you said, about being liked. Give us another sample of the social Joel at 14.
Sure. For one of my friends, I wrote, "She is a very nice girl and usually everyone's friend. She looks pretty, even though sometimes she thinks she isn't. She's fun to be around and has a really great sense of humor and listens well to your problems."
Bruce Farrer, jump in there. What are you thinking when you hear Joel Sear speaking about his 14-year-old self?
Well, I'm thinking that that is pretty typical. A lot of the students analyzed each other and tried to say what kind of things they would end up doing or being. Some of them were quite accurate. There was one I found really amazing. A fellow had written on his front page, "So, have you married that beautiful blonde Swede yet?" He was just interested in ABBA, which at the time was fairly popular among the teenagers. He ended up in Sweden, did marry a Swedish girl, and lived there for a number of years. He's back in Saskatchewan now. When the letter got back to his parents, they opened it, which they shouldn't have done. But anyway, they did. And they called him in Sweden and said, "You won't believe this, but you predicted that you were going to marry a girl from Sweden."
Isn't that something? Well, there's another student I'm reading in the Canadian papers, another student who started his letter with, you know, "Hey, good looking, how's your life?" writing to himself in the future. And at the time, he also was dating somebody but had a crush on another girl named Erin. And 20 years later, when he opens his letter, he'd married Erin.
Right. He was one that was easy to find. They are still living in Fort Capel.
Well, but Joel, what's it like to open this up? I don't know, for some people it would be heart-stopping to open this thing up from your past, your recent past. Yours was 15 years, but what's that like to open that up?
It was exciting. I had forgotten about the letter, like I think most people do. It was just exciting to think, oh, wow, you know, this is something from my past that I may have not had if it wasn't for what Mr. Fair did by saving them. And I really just wanted to see what my mind was like, what I thought of the world at that time.
Do you have some people, Bruce Fair, for whom it is too emotional or very emotional?
Oh, yes. I had one girl who told me that it took her 2 days to decide to open the letter. She said it sat on her desk and she was afraid to open it. Afraid of what she had said. And another interesting thing is I find that when I meet a student, an ex-student, in a social situation and say to them, "So, you received your letter, didn't you?" And they change the subject. And I think some of them are embarrassed by how immature they were. But after all, when you're 14, you're immature.
Well, also maybe there's some sadness because the things that they thought they were going to do, maybe they didn't.
I think in some cases, yes. Yeah. I remember one ex-student And I hadn't recalled that until he mentioned it to me. But I remember reading his letter, and he was going to solve all the world's problems. He was going to be the doctor who would find the cure for cancer, but he was also going to be the scientist who would solve a number of our scientific challenges. And he said to me, almost all of my predictions were just so preposterous, but one did happen, the one that he hoped that he would have a happy married life. And indeed, that's what he's achieved.
That's Bruce Farah. We're also talking to his former student, Joel Sear. Mr. Farah asks his 14-year-old students to write a letter to their future selves, and then he mails it out 15, 20, 25 years later, and we're finding out what happens then. You're listening to Here and Now. Well, you know, this is such a great lesson in introspection. I'm wondering, Joel, now that you have this letter from your 14-year-old self, if you could, what would you tell your 14-year-old self?
I think the biggest thing I would say is that a lot of the stuff that goes on in high school doesn't matter as much. It's not as big a deal as you make it seem. I know now that high school was a great part of my life. I really enjoyed it, but it is a small part of my life, and it does influence who I became, but it really didn't define who I became.
Hmm. And again, Bruce Farah, the teacher who gave you that assignment. We understand at 72 you're retired now, formally retired. You work quite a bit as a substitute teacher. But your house is filled with bins of these letters that you send out every year. And tracking down these people is not easy, even though they gave you names of cousins and relatives that might stay in Capel, Saskatchewan, so you could more easily find them. But tracking them down, I understand, is also sometimes very sad because sometimes they've died.
And you have to
open these letters. Why? To make sure they're okay to give to the family?
That's right. There was one this year. I hadn't found this girl for a number of years. And I did find a relative many, many miles away. And they were a little suspicious when I contacted them.
Mm.
And then later they said, oh, well, she died a number of years ago.
Mm.
And so I read the letter. It was such a nice letter. She had little notes from her friends. It was almost like a time capsule for her. It was so unfortunate that she had passed away. But I think it would bring comfort to her family to have that part of her there.
What a gift. Joel, do you see it that way, as a gift to have this glimpse?
If I look at all of my other high school assignments, I don't think I would be able to find a single one of them. And this is something that he was able to save from our past. It's something that now that I have years later is going to be something that I keep forever.
That's Joel Sear. He is now a photographer in Regina, Saskatchewan. But 15 years ago, he was a 14-year-old student of Bruce Farah, who asked him and the other students to write a letter to their future selves, and that letter has now gone out. Bruce, what a wonderful thing. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
You're very welcome.
And Joel, thanks to you.
You're welcome.